reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. In the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David, and the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren, for nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. This is the fourth time in Advent in which we have gotten the Gospel of the Annunciation. First time was in the Immaculate Conception, in which we focused on her being Kei Keratomene, full of grace from the first instant of her existence. We heard it again on the Feast of Our Lady of Guadalupe. We heard it a third time on Sunday, and now we hear it on December 20th each year. What I'd like to focus on today is the name that was given by the archangel to the Son of the Most High Mary would conceive. And it is allied with the name that the prophet Isaiah had said would be given to the virgin who would bear a child. These two names help frame for us how to live these last days in preparation for Christmas, as well as how to live the Christian life. The first name in the first reading today is Emmanuel, which means God is with us. Not God was with us, but God is with us. That great phrase of the Archangel Gabriel to Mary, "The Lord is with you." The Lord always seeks to be with us, not in the past, but as we see in the letter to the Hebrews. He is yesterday, today, and forever. That living presence of the Lord, it's a presence with a purpose, and that leads us to the second name, Yeshua, which means Yahweh saves. That God is with us precisely in order to save us. Again, it's not Yahweh saved, past tense, but Yahweh saves. That the Lord seeks to be with us at every minute in order to save us. This King of glory we're bid to let enter wants precisely to save us. This is the source of true Christian hope, and Advent is the season of hope. 4 years ago, right at the beginning of Advent, Pope Benedict gave us a beautiful document on Christian hope, Spe Salvi, that we are saved precisely in hope. And he never gave a definition of what Christian hope is in that document. He gave various descriptions of how Christian hope flourishes. The closest thing we get to a definition is a photographic negative, in which, based on St. Paul's letter to the Ephesians, Pope Benedict says that hopelessness is with living without God in the world. And therefore, we could deduce that Christian hope is precisely living with God in the world, living with this God who wishes to save us at every minute, who wishes to be our full-time redeemer, our liberator, our guide. This is hard for us as Christians, because even though God wants to be with us to save us at every instant, we don't really want to be with him. Theoretically, we do. But at a practical level, which is where the rubber meets the road, which is where we really always need to focus as Christians, it's not what we know, it's not what we're hearing, but it's what we're doing, how we're acting on the Lord, allowing, as Mary says at the end of today's gospel, the Lord's own word, his will, to become our own, to take flesh in us. Most of us, knowing that God wants to be with us full-time as our Savior, respond by trying to schedule appointments with him. We'll give you a few minutes at the beginning of the day, Lord. We'll give you a few minutes at the end of the night. We'll give you an hour, or here at St. Anthony's, maybe an hour and a half on Sundays. But that's good. The rest of the time, it's mine. No, we've got to be saved from that. If we're really going to live the Christian life well and appreciate Christmas, we have to grasp this essential point, to be with the Lord who has come to be with us. And these two names, of course, point to two sacraments. And this has got to echo throughout the church. The first, God with us, he's never more with us than here substantially in the Eucharist. And if we truly want to be with him, then that's going to affect our conduct, both in terms of how we allow the Holy Communion we receive to perdure during the day. Are we conscious that Holy Communion is not just supposed to be this action of receiving the Eucharist in the morning, but it's supposed to be a day-long and a lifelong experience which we keep that loving communion alive as intentionally and as consciously as we can. It also impacts how we seek to be with him at Eucharistic adoration. And whether we're able to be physically present or not, are we always working centered on the nearest tabernacle, centered on the nearest monstrance? That's the consequence of God's being with us. The consequence of Yeshua, Yahweh saves, is to focus on how he saves us, particularly from the worst spiritual toxins. He saves us from that through the great gift of the sacrament of confession, wherein he fills us with grace anew. Today, as we approach, let us give God thanks for these two great sacraments that allow him in action to carry out the purpose of his presence, that God is with us precisely to save. Let this Lord enter. Let him enter into the fullness of your life, because he is the King of Glory.